You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Matt on the text line says, can we move on from Warner, mate? Enough is enough. Talk about something else. We just went through this chat with the morning show earlier. Over it. And then you back it up by saying it's the emotive way you go on about things. More to do with your tone than the actual words. Well, I can't control what Vossi and the missile spoken about. And obviously we're going to continue to charter our own course for these 3 hours. I certainly won't apologise for emotion and passion. No worries about that. And I certainly won't apologise for my tone. I've had it for 52 years, mate. Can't change that one. You've got an option if you want. Just remember it, but any feedback's good feedback, so I appreciate that. I've got pretty thick skin. Morning, Matty. David Warner and the other guys embarrassed Australia on the international level, and I think we've seen the repercussions of that across cricket support since then. He just needs to suck it up and move on, lead by example. Good cricket, just get out of the headlines. Thank you for that. Hamstrings from Narrabeen. Perhaps this is it. Perhaps this is the final part. I mean, I get the feeling along the way, and I don't subscribe to it, but I get the feeling that there's more that the Australian public wants. So let me ask you this. Let me throw this one at you, because in my opinion, they changed the rules of engagement here, and that's what he's got every right to be upset about. But would you prefer to have a hearing like this done in public? What answers do you want from it? You're the ones that buy tickets and buy subscriptions and invest. You're the people that fund the game, essentially, through your support of it in that side, and therefore you should have a say. So do you think that this needs to be all aired again, or do you think that they just go behind closed doors, say, Davey, have you learned from your troubles? Would you do it again? Nope. Has enough time passed? Yep. Should we move on? Yep. Instead, it became this complicated legal mess. Tommy, with 2 cents on the table, you might need a little bit more to buy into this one. You might have to pull out one of those lobsters, perhaps.
Morning, Matty. Morning, listeners. Okay, so to that text before, back page of the Herald Sun, back page of the Daily Telegraph, back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, front page of Fox Sports News. Sorry, what else do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the sheer ferocity that West Indian batsmen are going to turn up with today at Adelaide Oval? Do you want to talk about Corey Allen just got released from the Bulldogs and apparently he's going to sign with the Sydney Roosters? Like, it's the biggest story in sport. Of course we're going to talk about it. Sorry, Matt, on the text line. David Warner, what more did Cricket Australia need to see, or what more did the Australian cricket public need to see from David Warner, who is a polarising figure? And I'll admit this, Matty. When the Sandpaper Gate scandal happened, I was already a bit... I don't want to say I wasn't David Warner's biggest fan. Because, as I said before, he's polarising, he plays on the edge, he's got a lot of bravado... he's confident, and he'll tell you that he's confident, and he'll tell you if he's better than you as well. And so the Sandpaper Gate kind of tipped me to the other, kind of tipped me saying, all right, I really don't like Warner. But he did the time, he went away, just like Steve Smith, just like Cam Bancroft. He came back, and has he, correct me if I'm wrong, has he put a foot wrong since? On or off the field?
No, what more does he need to do?
What more does he need to do exactly?
Remorse and rehabilitation.
Yeah, Cricket Australia have been pissing around since 2019 when David Warner returned. And now we're left in this situation where one of your most highly experienced players is basically coming out and showing how much of a fraud this organisation is. It's just ridiculous, Matty, honestly. This has been going on for years and years and years, and now it's finally blown up in their face. And guess what? They're going to have to answer all the questions now, Cricket Australia, because it's their fault.
Well, perhaps the issue for them has now gone away. For now. I mean, David Warner's withdrawn the application, so that's it. That role is now done and dusted. What happens next time? What happens, Tommy, if you do something, you're a part of the Cricket Australia setup, whether you're a player, support staff, whatever, and you cop a long-term ban, and then you go, okay, there's now an avenue, which is a 3-person independent review committee that can take a look at my case. Are you going to think twice about going there? Do you reckon it's going to be a proper process? Because it 100%. Sounds as though this one wasn't. It may be, but this one in David Warner's opinion, wasn't. And therefore, that's why he's walked away. So I reckon that's part of it. Corey Allen, I mean, to your point and to Matt's point earlier, happy to move on, but we're not going to move on from the biggest sports story of the day on a sports talkback program. That's just not how it's going to work.
But well, Matty, Corey Allen will score 15 tries this year for the Roosters, somehow, somewhere. It's just going to happen. I mean, it'll probably,
this year or next year?
Well, next year, sorry. I mean, it's going to be tough for him to get in that star-studded backline for the Sydney Roosters, but we may find a spot for him on the bench. 15 tries in about 6 or 7 games, he'll get it done. Too easy.
What's he getting paid?
I don't know. You have to ask Uncle Nick that. But, Matty, how does this whole thing get, like resolute? Because we spoke about this about a month ago during the T20 World Cup, and I referenced back to that the statement that the quartet of bowlers, Nathan Lyon, Cummins, Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Starc, the statement that they released saying they're not going to talk about this ever again. So the closure that is apparently quote-unquote needed, I don't think that's ever going to come in due time. It's only going to come until all these players retire, they all do their biographies, and they all do a sit-down interview for a lot of money. That's what's going to happen. So this is always going to be spoken about for years and years and years.
Well, there's two very different scenarios here. There's the one that happened in 2018, and a lot of people want to continue to go back to that. Whether that's right or wrong, that's an individual choice. And then there's this scenario. And this scenario is the question that was meant to be in front of the review committee, or the questions were, should we consider remorse, conduct and rehabilitation of David Warner? And if so, is there enough to justify modifying his lifetime ban? That was as simple as that. And they couldn't even get that right.
If they're still examining what happened in Cape Town...
Well, they're not meant to be.
Exactly. But it looks like they are. Why is he even in the team? Why is he even in the team if this is what's going on? Because this is what David Warner, you can read through the lines with his statement. That's what he feels like is happening, that they're re-examining what happened over 4 years ago. It's going to be 5 years in March about what happened in Cape Town. If that's still the case, why is he even in the team? Why is he opening batsman? Why is he your second most experienced player in the team behind Steve Smith? It's just ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. And now you spoke about the interview that Nick Hockley did with Jared Waitley last test. Imagine where he farted around a lot of the answers. What's going to happen now? He's going to answer all these questions from journalists and media alike. He's going to be dodging a lot of bullets.
They've said to their credit that they supported David Warner in this case to have it held behind closed doors, and they're disappointed in the way that it's panned out. Their biggest problem has now gone away. For right or wrong, their biggest problem has now gone away. And that big problem was, what do we do with David Warner's lifetime ban? And in the end, he's the one that's decided not to take it any further. We need to take a break, however, back after this.